I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Today we're focusing on some foreign policy issues that Hillary Clinton would face if she becomes president. So, the detention camp at Guantanamo Bay. Both times Barack Obama ran for president, he campaigned to shut it down, but it's still open. And so another president will likely decide the camp's fate. Arun Roth is a colleague of mine here at WGBH. He's at Gitmo this week covering some big developments. Defense attorneys have accused the judge and prosecutor of destroying evidence of torture of detainees. Arun says the allegations pertain to a black site where some of the prisoners were held. And we should warn you, some of the descriptions that follow are graphic.
They decommissioned this place, which members of the defense have called a torture chamber. They removed what were called fixtures, contraptions or devices apparently involved in the torture. But in the bigger scheme of this trial, there's this big mountain of evidence which the defense is trying to get, which relates to their treatment in custody. And we're talking what are apparently 87 binders worth of information. The odd process is the prosecution goes through this first, kind of vets it and decides what they can release. They then submit that to the judge, who then reviews it, and then the judge gives it to the defense. We learned this week, almost in passing, that the judge mentioned this just in a few minutes earlier this week, that he's received about half of that material from the prosecution, and he said he's sending virtually all of it back to the prosecution for additions, basically indicating that they're not providing enough. And so, yeah, this process probably will still be taking a while.
Yeah, so if it takes a while, then it could very well end up with the next president of the United States. Let's take a look at a Clinton presidency. How would things differ at Gitmo under Hillary Clinton?
Well, we haven't heard Hillary Clinton talk about Guantanamo, the prison in Guantanamo, very much on the campaign trail. But she is on record saying that she does want to close the detention facility here. And it's also worth noting, Marco, that her record as Secretary of State does back that up. We saw that apparently the secretary worked hard on prisoner transfers, getting personally involved in a case when she was trying to convince Germany to take a couple of these prisoners. And apparently, as Secretary of State, she heard from plenty of foreign leaders about the damage that the prison was doing for the U.S.'s standing in the world, its moral standing. And on her way out of office, she sent a memo to the president appealing to him again to finish the job of closing the prison. So not only does she say that she wants to close it, she's got a pretty good track record so far of actually trying to get it done.
We have heard Donald Trump's comments on Guantanamo. He says that he wants to fill it up with bad dudes. He wants to bring back waterboarding and worse. That sounds like the opposite of Hillary Clinton. What would all that mean?
Well, you know, bad dudes, filling it up with more bad dudes, there would be space in the prison, certainly, and because of all the recent transfers. When he talks about bringing back waterboarding and worse, you know, I hate to be graphic, Marco, but I think we should know exactly the kind of stuff we're talking about, because it's not just waterboarding. Some of the details we've learned from the Senate report that came out a couple of years ago, these men were subjected to what they termed rectal rehydration or rectal feeding, which is just not a thing in modern medicine. And it was done as a means of control. So we're talking about sodomy, or as one of the lawyers said, rape. One of these men here, Mustafa al-Hawsawi, sits on a pillow in court because his rectum was damaged so severely, his lawyer says he still bleeds on a daily basis. When Donald Trump talks about, you know, bringing this back and worse, I'm not sure, you know, what worse would be compared to that.
So just to sum up, Arun, Donald Trump says he'd keep Gitmo open. Hillary Clinton says she'd close it.
Yeah, and couldn't be a more direct contrast than that.
WGBH's Arun Roth speaking with us from the 9/11 War Court in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Arun, thank you as always.
Marco, always a pleasure. Thank you.